Heather Navarro, Executive Director of the Missouri Coalition for the Environment.
All right, and we're here today in Jefferson City. We got 24 other organizations here for Conservation Day, and what is your organization bringing to the table for us today?
So what the Missouri Coalition for the Environment does is really help engage citizens in environmental decision-making. So decisions get made every day in this building here in the General Assembly about clean water, about our food, about farming, about our soil, our air, and we want to make sure that citizens are informed and engaged with that process as much as possible. So we've been around for 46 years now, and we have a good track record on making sure that Missouri's water quality standards are strong, making sure that our air is clean, and now we're starting to look more at some of the food and farm policies to protect all of our natural resources from climate change, which is one of the biggest threats we're all facing right now.
And I know, do you work with the legislator then here? Or?
So we're a nonprofit based out of St. Louis, but we do work statewide. And so we're a membership-based organization, and we do have a part-time lobbyist in Jefferson City, but we are 501c3. But we spend a lot of time working with Department of Natural Resources, Department of Conservation, doing what we can to support them and also to watchdog them.
Right. I understand how that could be very important for Missouri citizens. So if someone wanted to get involved with your organization, how would they go about doing that?
So one thing they can do is go to www.moenviron.org. Or just go online to moenviron.org and check out our website. We send out regular newsletters. We send out regular e-alert updates to let people know what's going on in Jefferson City, as well as what's going on in Washington, D.C. that impacts the health and environment.
Now, I understand that you were just talking to a couple of students from Mizzou here. Tell me, are you looking to expand sort of into like the university area, or are there any specific groups that you're looking at?
So as a 46-year-old organization, we've got a pretty broad base across the state of Missouri, but we really would like to hit up the next generation, the younger generation. So definitely, college students are really important, especially recent college grads who are voting as a big group that we are looking to engage. But, you know, anybody who drinks the water and breathes the air is somebody that we want to be talking to.
And this is something that definitely affects every citizen.
Right.
Not even just Missouri, but nationwide.
Right, right. And college students, I think, are particularly interested in these issues because they know they're the ones who are going to be living with the decisions that we make today. It's going to be their children and grandchildren who are dealing with the climate, the air, and the water that we leave them.
And we've heard that sort of across the board today, but it's not just them, it's everybody as far as Missouri goes. I mean, everybody's affected by this.
Right. Whether you live in an urban community or a rural community, you are impacted by climate change and by water quality. In Missouri especially, we have over 180,000 miles of rivers and streams, and they're all connected in one way or another. And so it's very much a common resource that we're trying to protect.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much. Is there anything else you'd like to let our listeners know? Any upcoming events?
So we're going to be back here in the Capitol on April 22nd on Earth Day for a rally and lobby day to promote clean energy in the state.
Thank you so much.
Great. Thank you.